This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. Calvin found this from the Associated Press, Lisa Bauman, with the byline. Headline reads, millions of honeybees abuzz after truck overturns in Washington State. There was a buzz in the air Friday afternoon, Greg Bach. Lisa had a lot of fun with this. 250 million honeybees escaped a commercial truck that was overturned. It happened about 4 a.m. close near the Canadian border. The driver did not navigate a tight turn well enough, so he rolled his truck. And unfortunately, even with the response of deputies and public works employees and bee experts, the box hives came off the truck. Local beekeepers swarmed to try and recover and reset the hives. But Ed, there were like 250 million bees that escaped.
No, thank you. If I was, I'd be like, you want me to do what now? I'm not coming near that thing.
They're just looking for a home.
No. Look, the bees are the bees. They're going to live. They're going to do their thing. They're going to get out. But like, if you call me like, Greg, we need your help, I'd be like,
no.
For what? How many?
Right.
Where? Nah.
Local beekeepers swarmed.
Okay.
Lisa had a good time with this.
Twice with the swarm
pun. She's an Associated Press reporter. How often does she get to write stuff like this?
Yeah.
Swarmed to help restore, recover, and reset the hives. The plan is to allow the bees to return to their hives and find their queen over the next couple of days. The goal is to save as many of the honeybees as possible. This is really actually something that happens every year.
Mm-hmm.
And some growers hire hives.
Yeah.
And they move the bees around over the summer so that everything gets pollinated.
That's really smart.
It is.
I'm trying to make a really smart aleck bee joke there, but that's, you know, in favor of the environment and bees and whatnot, that's really, really
nice. It's a
good
thing. It's a good thing. And if you can have flowers in your yard, and honeybees are good bees. You don't want to mess with those kinds of bees. They're good for us.
Mm-hmm. And they really won't mess with you either. So
they
don't. You know, they're big, fluffy, and fat, and cute.
It's the wasps and the yellow jackets
and the
hornets. That's a whole nother thing. But the sheriff's office said thank you to the wonderful community of beekeepers. Over 24 showed up to help ensure the rescue of millions of pollinating honeybees would be as successful as possible.
This is for another time, and maybe we could get someone who owns a an apiary on the show to talk about this. But how do you wrangle that many bees? Like, are you just like running around with a bag going, ah, get in? Or are you like, is there a science to being like, you know, you set some
it
foods
might be an odor,
or smoke or whatnot?
It might be an aroma or something.
Let's see if we can get a hold of an apiary.
Well, we'll look for a beekeeper.
There you go.
We'll look for a beekeeper. That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.